Live every day like it's your last. It goes fast. Have a good night.
Tony.
Woo!
Spiritists, do you guys remember?
Yes.
Way back. Listen, we're going to talk about age. Okay? Way back. On 30th Street, when we were doing our spiritual thing, and we were like, you know, the bells of the spiritual hall, going around the country and doing our thing, I was like, we got to do it now because we're going to wake up someday. We're going to be 50 years old. Remember that?
Yeah.
Ooh, to be 50 again. Not really. I am grateful and blessed for all the dreams around my trunk. When you have a birthday, you've heard it, you get to be all the birthdays you've ever been. So, but Tony, really, you said, but hey, it's a biggest deal in college. Is that really how you're feeling? Because you know, they make commercials about these things.
Okay.
Oh, I missed it, yeah. But it's all over. Okay. All right. Because I just had a flashback to being in this very room of one of our Christmas Eve services. And this must have been 2018-ish. Is how old? Because Talia is how old now?
She'll be 18 next month.
She'll be 18. So 2018, she'll be 12?
And 2018, she was born in 2006.
And we're going to do the math
for a minute.
She would have been, what? No, 2018. She would have been 12. Okay, so that sets up what I'm trying to share with you here. I remember being up on stage, and Tommy and the family, they walked in. And now 12 years old. I'm like, oh my God, who is that gorgeous Jessica Rabbit girl walking in the door with me? Dress, all done up. And then she got close, I was like, Tony! 12 years old, she looked like she was a 25-year-old woman. So, I don't know. That's just a sidebar, but that was a little flashback. So, speaking of commercials, have you seen the latest Helen Mirren commercial? I've been watching U.S. Open, so I saw it a number of times. And in this commercial, she's looking out the window of a high-rise apartment, I think, I mean, she's sipping tea or something, and she is catching herself narrating herself to herself in her head, going, oh God, Helen, stop it. She's narrating her life in real time. And I think it's like a food delivery commercial, maybe, and she goes to the door to get the Uber Eats or Grubhub or whatever it is, and her neighbor's in the hall, and she's like, I wonder what he looked like naked. Did I say that out loud? So, anyway, I'm only thinking of it. Do you ever do that? So if there's a point to that, it's just that if sometime during whatever I'm saying I say grit, that's kind of what's going on. So, because we teach what we need to learn, or at least be reminded of. Right? And we all keep coming back as we need to be reminded, right? Some of you know, I just got back from a really wonderful vacation a little over a week ago. I went to Italy and Croatia, and it was really awesome. And when I started to think about what I was going to take and pack for my trip, you know, a few hours before I had to leave for the airport, a book that I had not thought about in many years came back to me. Who Moved My Cheese? Yeah, some of you remember that book? Why not? I mean, millions of copies I've been sold over the years. But in this case, I probably could have called this book Who Moved My Book, because I was looking for it anywhere I couldn't find it. And I live alone, so I moved my book. I don't know where it is or what happened to it. How do we function before Amazon? I just said, well, I thought I had this enough on my trip, so I got on Amazon and they said, delivered by tomorrow. And I had it to the school board. Show and tell prompts, remove my cheese. Okay, so I had this book to take with me on my trip. So if you're not familiar with this little book, or even if you are, it's about change. Change. Yeah, someone's probably going, God is never talking about change. But clearly, today is about more change. Clearly, change is the constant. And our Unity community has changed drastically in so many ways. 25 years we have been doing this. And then we experienced the pandemic. And a lot of people have left New York City. You know that. A lot of people moved away. And as we are all too aware, many people passed away and moved on to the other plane, to another side, the next adventure in life, whatever that is. And they're greatly missed. And then one thing I want us to remember is that this brings me a lot of pride and joy to think of countless success stories of people that people that have been a part of this community over the years and have used these teachings and these Unity principles in their lives, they've committed to them, they've worked them, they've used them, and they've gone on to manifest dreams and goals and desires. And so, again, change is obviously what brought us together here today. Because we have been trying many different ways to do this since we came back from the pandemic. Being in New York City was a different animal for that. You know, we tried doing monthly services. We didn't try. Yoda says there is no try. You do or you do not do. So, we had services in the Valley Theater downstairs at Symphony Space. Monthly, we did that, and as the funds meter kept going down and the expenses were outweighing the income, we looked and had the leadership team searching everywhere. We did the theater section in Midtown, 50th Street. We gave that a 3-month try, and then this divine idea came to be. And we were determined to be here weekly, so here we are. You already know that. And you also know that life doesn't always turn out like we think. I know that is shocking to some of you. And also that many of us just have a natural tendency to resist change. No matter what we know about change, no matter how we know what's going to happen. And some people are simply afraid of it. Change scares some. It represents the unknown, right? It totally challenges our sense of safety and security when things keep changing. The poet Rumi said, if you are irritated by every rub, how will you ever be polished? Isn't that beautiful? Or funny? Hit the shawl. So Who Moves My Cheese is this delightful little book by Spencer Johnson, M.D. is a parable or a fable. It's more of a fable. Parables more. That's for another talk. It's about change and how we deal with it. And here's a little quote from Who Moved My Cheese. Life is kind of like a maze of passages through which we must find our way, but always. Always, if we have faith, a door will open for us. Not necessarily one that we ourselves ever would have thought of, but one that will ultimately prove it worked out to be good for us. So I'm going to give you a little synopsis. We can sip a water here and give you a little synopsis of what this book is about. Who moved cheese. It's a cute little story about four characters. Two mice and two little people about the size of mice. They live in a maze, and their mission in life is to find and consume cheese. At first, it takes some doing, running this way and that through this dark maze, sniffing and smelling, finding bits of cheese by trial and error. But finally, they find a large cache, which they return to day after day. So the mice, sniff and scurry, eat their cheese with a watchful eye. They're wary of the fact that a cache of cheese, however big, won't last long. The little people, Ham and Hog, settle in and make themselves at home. They say to themselves, there's enough cheese here to last us forever. And they come to think of the cheese as, well, something they're entitled to. After all, they are the ones that found them. They lapse into a pattern of casually getting up in the morning and ambling down the corridor to eat their daily fill of cheese. So they didn't notice what was happening. What was happening was that the cheese was gradually being depleted. Smith and Scurry, the mice, they knew this from the start. That's what happens when you eat cheese. It doesn't last forever. And imagine how nasty it would be if it did. We all have refrigerators. And sure enough, one day the cheese was gone. When Smith and Scurry arrived one day and couldn't find anything to eat, they moved on to find more cheese. Simple as that. But not so for him and Hog. After all, they were little people, not smart little mice. Ham and Hog could think and reason. And they had feelings, and so they were confused and upset. What? No cheese? They protested. Who moved my cheese? It's not fair, they said. Well, Smith and Scurry quickly found another stash of cheese. And life went on for them, much like before. But Ham and Hog stuck where they are, wondering what happened and what they could do about it. At first, they decided to wait it out. Surely, whoever took their cheese will bring it back and life will return to normal. Well, the story continues, and in time, Hog decides to venture out in search of new cheese. Ham stays behind. For him, it's a matter of principle. He'd rather wallow in his grief and starve to death than swallow his pride and move on. In other words, Ham wanted to be right instead of happy. So at first, life is hard for Hall. It's not easy finding new cheese, and he's out of shape and his senses are dull. But in time, he regains his strength and sharpens his senses and finds new cheese. And through it all, he learns a lesson he will never forget. There's new cheese to be found if you're willing to admit the old cheese is gone and is not coming back. And if you're willing to leave the security of the past and venture out into the unknown. And that's the story. So obviously, cheese is a metaphor for what you want in life. Your dream job, relationship, finances, health, family, peace of mind. What is it? What is it? I mean, there are infinite things that we want, and it means something different to each one of us. It's that thing that we think is going to make us happy. And the maze of the story represents where we're looking for the fulfillment of what we want, your cheese, your happiness. And we don't necessarily mean to, but we have a tendency to rely on our cheese to remain the same, right? To be how and where we left it. But our cheese is always changing. The four characters, Sniff, Scurry, Ham, and Hog, they represent parts of us, who we are right now, who we've been, who we're becoming, who we will be. And This is the part of this story that reminds me of how Unity views the Bible metaphysically, that all the characters in the Bible are all these different aspects of each one of us. We contain all of it within us. And so these characters, they represent parts of all of us. Now, the nice parts of ourselves, don't overthink things. Smith is always smithing out the change, thus is ready for it. And Scurry goes into action immediately without needing to ever know all the information. He just goes for it. And the little people are smart. They have done very well for themselves so far. Ham likes to stay in safe, familiar territory. Ha is slow to adapt to change, but is open-minded. So Smith and Scurry go out and seek new cheese every day, and Ham and Ha comfortably rely on their past knowledge and experience and assure themselves their cheese is always going to be right where they left it. But that don't happen. Him and Ha even moved their house closer to their cheese and rebuilt a social life around them. They became so comfortable they didn't even notice what was happening. So Him and Ha hadn't been paying attention to the changes. They took it all for granted and they weren't prepared. How could this happen? Nobody warned them. They wanted to believe somebody else had moved their cheese. Bless you. And they didn't want to believe, they didn't want to take responsibility that the cheese had been getting smaller and smaller every day. Ham's complex brain and belief system demanded to know why this had been done to him. And when Ham and Ha were focused on what had happened to them, Stiff and Scurry were already off finding new cheese in uncharted territory because they simply believed. We know the power of believing. Ham and Ha remained bitter, angry about not having their own cheese, and complaining about how life was just unfair to them. So, in a nutshell, who moved my cheese reminds us that things constantly change. So, we need to adapt. I mean, that's it, that's the Cliff Notes. And the sooner we do it, the better life is going to be. Can you think of scenarios in your real life, in your own life, where this has happened? Change happens for us. Here's how we can deal with change, with being prepared. With being prepared for change. Again, unity. Prayer, the importance of prayer. My prayer partner, and I've been prayer partners for, my gosh, at least 12 years. And so, shorthand for prayer partner is PP. So we call each other PP, which sounds really wrong when we're in public. And then another thing we always say in prayer every time we were praying is PP in the flow. So say in the flow. I mean, you know, instead of extending all your energy, swimming upstream, flip over and float. Don't go against the current. And sometimes, as you're noticing what's along the way, you've got to get out on the shore and see what's there. And certainly, malleability. Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape. And monitor your cheese. Smell the cheese often so you know when it's getting old. Don't let it catch you by surprise. Notice what's going on around you. Awareness. The thing that ultimately brings us together is we're here to expand in consciousness. You know, we use these things, we bring them in. Sometimes it's just coming together in the community, we get a big dose, and now we're hugging each other again. Remember when we get, 6 feet away, and now, you know, we get to We get human touch, we get to hug. But when we want to go deeper, music seems to really change your life and impact your life. Oh, but it's such good stuff. And we have to remember that even with this little fable, we move to my cheese. Life is lived from the inside out. That's how we're guided to the cheese. So maybe I'll write a book called The Cheese Within. I don't know. Oh God, you know, I can't leave without saying one corny thing. Did you hear about the guy that opened the cheese store in Israel? He called it Jesus of Nazareth. I love that. George Barna, in his book, Boiling Point, writes, you can avoid the flu, you can outrun your past, you can ignore your in-laws, you can outsmart your adversaries, and you can deny your imperfections. One thing you cannot get around, however, is change. Change will happen whether you are ready or not. Change will happen whether you like it or not. Change is inevitable. America's national motto may as well be, no change, no chance. Biologists provide us with a simple but powerful equation, saying that the absence of change is death. According to biologists. I'm almost done. So here at Unity of New York, we turn the page, we're starting a new chapter, we're all here to be a part of it, we have entered a new day, and our species is continuing to evolve. Just look around. My talk title today is Look What God Has Done. And if I had thought about it earlier, that's perfectly colored purple. Sister Rosina, right? Look what God has done. I wish I could remember those lyrics right now that are so, you know, it seems like to go.
It is His will that every Thank you.